Okay, now I'm going to put this over here, and I think that'll probably be all right. Would you tell me a little bit about what things were like when you were a boy, what you did when you were a boy, and how you spent your time?
Playing or whatnot?
No, I mean working.
Working?
Uh-huh.
Just farm work.
Uh-huh. What did you farm?
With my daddy. Farm for him, I think.
Yeah, and well, what did he farm?
He farmed on his daddy's place.
Uh-huh. And what did you raise?
Corn, peas, potatoes, cotton.
Uh-huh.
And he did raise a little tobacco.
Uh-huh.
It's all a little bit of course.
Yeah, it does.
Heavy.
Okay, let's see now. Now with these questions, what I want you to tell me is just the word that you'd normally use, not some word that you might have heard on television or something, but you know, the word that you'd normally use, the old way of saying these things. And if you don't have a word for the particular thing I ask about, then tell me, because it's just as important to know what things you don't have words for as it is to know what words that you do use when you use them. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
How did you say that now?
Okay. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
After sundown?
Well, suppose this is before sundown now. Would you say afternoon or evening? I expect to see him later this.
Evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, well, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
In the morning.
Okay. And do you have a word that has sun in it? Sun something? Maybe sunrise or sun up?
Yes, ma'am. Sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
Okay. Let's see. If there's been a big storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are beginning to disappear and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
A shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that hold logs in the fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started? Do you have a different word for those? Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes in?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, like these boards?
Weatherboard.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs are placed? Like the place we're sitting now is what? We're sitting on the what?
Front porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof? No word for that. Okay. I wouldn't know what to call it either. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
A pen.
Okay. Let's see. I asked you that one.